stage presence and sound was so incredible, and they seriously sounded just like the recorded track. I've got their song Rock and Roll Band coming up first, and then after that we have one of my favorite songs ever, Equip Sunglasses by Hot Mulligan. So you
got it.
little change up in vibe is coming, because something about me is that I just love to listen to a more calm song and then immediately play something heavier after just to keep me on my toes. So that's what I'm going to do with you guys. And up next, I've got a brand new song by The Devil Wears Prada called Play the Old Stuff, because I can't say that word on air, but I'm sure you guys know what I'm trying to say. Something I love about heavier songs is when they just flip from screaming to singing seamlessly. And I think this song does exactly that. So let me know what you guys think. And then after that is a song called Object Permanence by the Ontario-based band Arms Length.
Again, he's come back home to me, and I'll my dog whistling. You sing harmonies as my ears ring me to sleep. Oh no, it couldn't be. Please come and shake me when I'm talking in my sleep. My dreams have been so fucked and I don't know what it means. Where I can't touch the bottom and you drag me by my face. So scared of getting scared, but I know what's underneath will be our belief. I am your baby bird, catching
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
This next band has seriously blown up over the last year, especially on TikTok. People are calling it sexy rock. I don't know what it is, but I love it. And I actually had the honor of meeting Brian Butcher, the lead singer of said band, The Home Team. Little tidbit about me, I went to Warped Tour this summer in Long Beach, California, my home state, and I got to see a few of these bands on the queue today live, and I even got to meet a few of them, like Brian Butcher. He is seriously so kind, and his stage presence is like no other. I also got to meet this band Girlfriends, as well as Vended, and little fun fact, the lead singer of Vended is Corey Taylor of Slipknot's son, so that was really cool meeting him. I'll talk more on this later, but now here is Brag by The Home Team, and after that, Deciduous by Chief State, a pop punk band from Vancouver that has quickly taken over my playlist.
Secrets, something you know nothing about. takes to be your next best thing. If you think you got it going, I'm gonna tell the truth. Cause I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to brag.
Okay, maybe I do, but
okay, so would you guys call that sexy rock? Like, it kind of is. I don't know. Let me know what you guys thought. Next up, I've probably got one of the best bands I have ever seen live, A Day to Remember. I also saw them at Warped Tour, and when the beginning of this song played, as they ran out on stage, literally everyone at the festival started jumping. And my friends and I were pretty close up to the stage, and we just were like pushed and pushed. So much crowd surfing, but it was actually the best thing ever. So Downfall of Us All needs to be played next, followed by a group called Youth Fountain, who I discovered recently. And I'll be playing their song Dearly Beloved. It really kind of takes me back to 2010 emo music, and the vocals are just incredible. So you guys are gonna love these two songs.
Let's go! us all. Like that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
These next two artists are really some of my favorites. First up is Sleeping with Sirens, who I have, of course, seen live with Pierce the Veil, mind you. I remember showing them to my mom for the first time, and she was like, oh, awesome, a girl lead singer. And I was like, no, mom, that's just Kellen Quinn. And then Spirit Box is up after, who has an actual female lead singer, and she is killer. Like, seriously, some of the most incredible vocals ever. So here is A Trophy Father's Trophy Son and Soft Spine.
Father, father, tell me, where have you been?
Yes, sir.
Some seriously amazing vocals from Courtney the Plant. I actually can't believe it. But next up, we've got Kids by Pup, a Toronto-formed rock band from 2010. The song is such fun instrumentals and is like the type of song I would listen to while riding my skateboard around my hometown on a sunny day. And then after that, we've got my go-to karaoke song, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. The song is seriously addicting, from my own home state, California. And the song is encapsulating and so catchy, so I hope this song doesn't leave your head all day.
Attachment and a passive disinterest. When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Alrighty, I've got a few more songs for you guys. The first one is by Boxcar Racer, a side project for Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker. I wonder if Mark Hoppus felt left out. They only have one album, and honestly, I need to listen to it all, but this song stuck out the most to me. It just ticks all of my emo pop punk boxes. And then after that will be Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade, an anthem, some would say. I could listen to the song driving down the PCH back home with my windows down and just screaming this at the top of my lungs. It truly is one of a kind, and not to brag, but I also did see them at Warped Tour. Sorry, not sorry.
useless. These white pills aren't kind. I've given a lot of thought on this 13-hour drive. I miss the grind in concrete where we sat past 8 or 9 and slowly finished laughing in the glow of our headlights. I've given a lot of thought to the nights we used to have. The days have come and gone, our lives went by so fast. I faintly remember breathing on your bedroom floor, where I laid and told you, but you swear you love me more. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off, pretend it's all okay? That there's someone out there who feels just like me. There is. Those notes you wrote me, I've kept them all. I've given a lot of thought of how to write you back this fall. With every single letter, in every single word, there will be a hidden message about a boy that loves a girl. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Or will you think of me? Will I shake this off, pretend it's all okay? That there's someone out there who feels just like me.
Yeah.
All right, last but certainly not least will be Hallelujah by Black Veil Brides. I saw them in concert at Warped Tour again, and I think the lead singer Andy might be the most perfect human ever, but that doesn't matter. I vividly remember my friend and I went to go mosh, and as soon as she jumped in, she was immediately hit and pushed down to the ground. Poor thing, but she was picked up instantly by some nice people and continued to mosh. So this song goes out to her.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
Well, on the radio. What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
The Kingston Canadian Film Festival returns this winter, running February 25th to March 1st in downtown Kingston. With close to 100 Canadian films, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival also hosts tons of comedy, live music, workshops, and special guest appearances. Highlights this season include casts from Letterkenny, Biff Naked, Sean Majumder, July Talk, and Mark Ford. Make sure to check out the opening night film Youngblood, a fresh remake of the original hockey cult classic, and get ready for the new Degrassi documentary with a live appearance from cast members Spike and Caitlin. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting KingCanFilmFest.com.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m.